Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member Man Ram Goldar and today Mazakas Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis, the seventh parak Maruba. This daf has been dedicated as a schus for the Refuah Shleima for Rachel Bas Vega. So the three topics we're going to focus on are the Gemara's 10 takanas which Ezra enacted. One of which is Mekorin B'Shini B'Chamishi. They read from the Torah Monday and Thursday. The Gemara asks that this was instituted much earlier when the Jews were traveling in the desert. The pasuk says they went for 3 days v'lo matzu mayim, but did not find water. This is darshaned ein mayim el Torah. Water is only intended to refer to Torah, as in the pasuk hoy kotzame luchu mayim. Hoy, everyone who is thirsty should go to water. It means that the Jews went for 3 days without Torah and became exhausted. The prophets among them instituted they should read from the Torah on Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday to ensure that they would never have 3 consecutive days without Torah. So why then is it referred to Ezra's enactment? The Gemara answers that the original enactment only required one person reading 3 psukim, or 3 people reading 3, corresponding to the 3 groups of Jews, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Ezra instituted that 3 people read a total of 10 psukim, corresponding to Asar Batlanim, the 10 unoccupied men of the city. Pointing to Ezra's 8th takana was, Shetei Isha Chofefes Vatovelas, that a woman shall comb her hair to remove any chatzitza, and then immerse herself in the mikvah. The Gemara said this requirement is deraisa because a braisa darshans the pasuk v'rachas es besara b'mayim and he shall immerse his flesh in the water, teaching shohi davar chotzeis ben besara l'mayim, that there should be no matter interposing between his flesh and the water. Es besara refers to es atafel besara, that which is auxiliary to one's flesh, namely hair. Since the law of chatzitza applies to hair biblically, why was Ezra's takana required? The Gemara answers deraisa lo yune. Biblically, one would only be required to examine the hair. Dilemiktor, for perhaps it's knotted, inamim avas midi, or somewhat dirty, mishum chatzitza, thereby invalidating the tefillah because of a chatzitza. Ezra instituted the woman comb their hair to ensure that there is no chatzitza. And pointing with you, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis stated, ein megadlin chazirin b'kol makom, one may not raise swine anywhere. A braisa gives a background for this decree. When the Chashmonai descendant Hyrcanus was besieging his brother Aristobulus in Yerushalayim, a basket with money would be lowered to the besiegers, who would send back up a lamb for that day's carpon tamid. An old man who was familiar with Greek wisdom, a secretive method of communication used by aristocrats, secretively informed those outside, Kozman she'oskim ba'avoda einim sarim b'yadchem, as long as they're occupied with the avoda, they'll not be delivered into your hands. The next day, the besiegers put a swine into the basket, which stuck its hooves into the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook over 400 parsa. At that time, they declared, Aru ha'ish yegadol chazirim, cursed is the man who raises swine, ba'aru adam she'ilamed esmo chachmas yavanis, and cursed is the man who teaches his son Greek wisdom. The Gemara clarifies that this refers to Greek wisdom, not the Greek language. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. The Gemara lists 10 takanas, which Ezra enacted, one of which is Mekorin B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi. They read from the Torah on Monday and Thursday. The Gemara asks that this was instituted much earlier when the Jews were traveling in the desert. The pasuk says they went for 3 days v'lo matzu mayim, but did not find water. This is darshaned ein mayim el Torah. Water is only intended to refer to Torah, as in the pasuk hoy kotzame luchu mayim. Hoy, everyone who is thirsty should go to water. It means that the Jews went for 3 days without Torah and became exhausted. The prophets among them instituted they should read from the Torah on Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday to ensure that they would never have 3 consecutive days without Torah. So why then is it referred to Ezra's enactment? The Gemara answers that the original enactment only required 1 person reading 3 psukim, or 3 people reading 3, corresponding to the 3 groups of Jews, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Ezra instituted that 3 people read a total of 10 psukim, corresponding to Asar Batlanim, the 10 unoccupied men of the city. Pointing to Ezra's 8th takana was, Shetei Isha Chofefes Vatovelas, that a woman shall comb her hair to remove any chatzitza, and then immerse herself in the mikvah. The Gemara said this requirement is deraisa because a braisa darshans the pasuk v'rachas es besara b'mayim, and he shall immerse his flesh in the water, teaching shohi davar chotzeis ben besara l'mayim, that there should be no matter interposing between his flesh and the water. Es besara refers to es atafel besara, that which is auxiliary to one's flesh, namely hair. Since the law of chatzitza applies to hair biblically, why was Ezra's takana required? The Gemara answers deraisa lo yune. Biblically, one would only be required to examine the hair. Dilemiktor, for perhaps it's knotted, inamim avas midi, or somewhat dirty, mishum chatzitza, thereby invalidating the tefillah because of a chatzitza. Ezra instituted the woman comb their hair to ensure that there is no chatzitza. And pointing with you, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis stated, ein megadlin chazirin b'kol makom, one may not raise swine anywhere. A braisa gives a background for this decree. When the Chashmonai descendant Hyrcanus was besieging his brother Aristobulus in Yerushalayim, a basket with money would be lowered to the besiegers, who would send back up a lamb for that day's carpon tamid. An old man who was familiar with Greek wisdom, a secretive method of communication used by aristocrats, secretively informed those outside, Kozman she'oskim ba'avoda ein mimsar b'yadchem. As long as they're occupied with the avoda, they'll not be delivered into your hands. The next day, the besiegers put a swine into the basket, which stuck its hooves into the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook over 400 parsa. At that time, they declared, Aru ha'ish yegadu chazirim, cursed is the man who raises swine, ba'aru adam she'ilamen esbo chachmas yavanis, and cursed is the man who teaches his son Greek wisdom. The Gemara clarifies that this refers to Greek wisdom, not the Greek language. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei Beis, and our standard Siman is peanut butter. So here goes. During the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, a man barged in and said that his wife got peanut butter stuck in her hair and was having a hard time combing it out, and said he noticed a pig in a peanut sack hanging on a rope on the outside wall. So once again, slow motion. During the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, that must be on Daf Pei Beis, peanut butter. During the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, which reminds us, the Gemara lists 10 takanas which Ezra enacted, one of which is V'korin B'sheni B'chamishi. They read from the Torah Monday and Thursday. The Gemara said this was instituted much earlier when the Jews were traveling in the desert. The pasuk says they went for 3 days V'lo Matzu Mayim, but did not find water. And this is darshaned in Mayim El HaTorah. Water is only intended to refer to Torah. So why then is it referred to as Ezra's enactment? The Gemara answers that the original enactment only required one person reading three psukim, or three people reading three, corresponding to the three groups of Jews, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Ezra instituted that three people read a total of 10 psukim, corresponding to the Asar Batanim, the 10 unoccupied men of the city. So, during the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, a man barged in and said that his wife got peanut butter stuck in her hair and was having a hard time combing it out, which reminds us, Ezra's eighth takana was, Shetehisha chofefes v'tovelas, that a woman shall comb her hair to remove any chatzitza and then immerse herself in the mikvah. The Gemara said this requirement is a deraisa and answers that deraisa one would only be required to examine the hair, for perhaps it's knotted or somewhat dirty, thereby invalidating the tefillah because of a chatzitza. Ezra instituted that women comb their hair to ensure that there's no chatzitza. So, during the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, a man barged in and said that his wife got peanut butter stuck in her hair and was having a hard time combing it out, and said he noticed a pig in a peanut sack hanging on a rope on the outside wall, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis stated, Ein Magadlin Chazirin B'Kol Makom, one may not raise swine anywhere. This is based on the incident when Hyrcanus was besieging his brother Astyoboas in Yerushalayim, when the besiegers put a swine into the basket that was meant for the lamb that would be used for the daily avoda, and it stuck its hooves into the wall, and Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsa. At that time they declared, Aru Arish Yegadlo Chazirim, cursed is the man who raises swine. So once again, during the Monday morning Kriyas HaTorah on the peanut farm, as the pasuk about the Yidden not finding water for 3 days was read, a man barged in and said that his wife got peanut butter stuck in her hair and was having a hard time combing it out, and said he noticed a pig in a peanut sack hanging on a rope on the outside wall. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Chazara. Daf Ein Ches. So the Simmer Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The anti-veggie boys who went, ugh, ugh, that must be more in Daf Ein Ches. The anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with kolaim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, which reminds us, Rava taught, anywhere that seh is stated, it is only to exclude kolaim, a crossbreed. Having established that the crossbreed is not excluded from dal v'hei, the Gemara asks where the exclusion was applied. It answers le'inyan petach hamor regarding redemption of a firstborn donkey, which a Mishnah teaches cannot be redeemed with a crossbreed from a sheep and a goat. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the kolaim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can pay for a stolen ola with a lamb or bird where the owner designated a shor. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the kolaim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, and at a second thief who didn't have to pay dal de hay for the sheep he stole and sold because he left over 1/100th of the meat, from the sale. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Machru chutz me'echol me'meir shebo. If the thief sold all but 1/100 of the animal, he does not pay dal v'hei. Rav explains, this means chutz me'davar ha'nitar imo b'shchita, except for something which becomes permitted through shchita, meaning its meat, as opposed to its hide, horn, or wool, which would not constitute an exclusion in the sale. Other opinions are brought. Daf Ayin Tes. So the Simur Daf Ayin Tes is a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The Shomer who did Meshicha on the sofer's cow, sofer, that must be on Daf Ayin Tes, 8, pen. The Shomer who did Meshicha on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment, which reminds us that we learned Meshicha was also instituted for Shomrim, so that a Shomer does not assume responsibility for the item before doing Meshicha and is not liable as soon as he agrees to watch it. So the Shomer who did Meshicha on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment was held up by a gazlan out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai explained why the Torah was stricter with a ganav to be kafel and dal v'hei. Zehish v'kvod evel k'vod kono. This gazlan equated the servant's honor to his master's honor by fearing no one. And this ganav did not equate the servant's honor with his master's honor by being afraid of men, but not of Hashem. Rabbi Gamliel compared it with two people who made a feast, one who invited the townsfolk, but not the king's sons, and the other who invited neither. The punishment of the former, who gave more respect to the townsfolk, is greater. So the Shomer who did Meshicha on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment was held up by a gazlan out in the open who didn't fear him, or Hashem, while a humiliated ganav carrying a sheep on his shoulders knocked by, who would only be chayiv dalad, which reminds us, Tanaim explained why one pays fivefold for stealing and shechting or selling an ox, but only fourfold for a sheep. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Bo rei kama gadol kvod habrios, come and see how great is human dignity. Shor shahalach beraglav chamisha, for an ox which walked with the thief on its own feet, he pays fivefold. But for a sheep which he carried on his shoulders, humiliating himself, he pays only fourfold. Daf Pei, so the Simur Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The sad painter, that must be on Daf Pei. The sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the Mishnah stated, Ein megadlin behema daka be'eretz Yisrael. One may not raise small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael because of their tendency to wander into and graze in other people's property. In a braisa was taught, Rosh asked the tshuva, a shepherd, who has repented from raising small animals in Eretz Yisrael, Ein mechayvino selim kor miyad, we do not obligate him to sell them all immediately, which might prevent him from selling them for fear of financial loss, El mocher al yad, rather, he may sell them little by little. So the sad painter painting pictures of the sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't notice the black cat, son of a white cat, attack his little son's hand, which reminds us, the Gemara waits, that a cat once cut off the hand of a child, whereupon Rav declared publicly, Chatua mutu lahargo, it's permitted to kill a cat, it's forbidden to keep it, it has no prohibition against stealing it, and concerning it, there's no obligation of returning lost item to its owner. So the sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't knows the black cat, son of a white cat, attack his little son's hand by the door that never opened since the day he got the notice that his appointment to get smicha was canceled. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes three statements from the sons of Rapapa, one of them being, Delas haninelas l'bimhira tiftach, a door which is closed on a person's success will not quickly be opened. Marzutra explains it refers to smicha, ordination, meaning if someone was supposed to receive smicha but was prevented, it will not be easily achieved. Daf pay off. So the simon daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be more on daf pay off. The grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Asar Tanaim, Hisna Yeshua. Yeshua stipulated 10 conditions with Klal Yisrael when dividing Eretz Yisrael and then goes on to list them. So the grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda were walking on the road in Bavel, and Shmuel turned to the side of the road to avoid the obstacles in the road. Rabbi Yehuda asked if Yeshua's conditions apply in Bavel, and Shmuel replied, Shani Omer afil b'chutzlarz, yes, because I say they apply even abroad, and certainly in Bavel. So the grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, didn't realize that one of his grandkids had gotten lost in the vineyard until the kid cut his way through. and appeared, which reminds us, a braisa illustrates Yeshua's ninth condition. Haro chavero tov ben akromi, one who sees his friend lost among the vineyards, mefasik ve'ol mefasik ve'yored, should cut his way through up and down, ad shemahalei le'ir o l'derech, until he reaches the city or the road, the kenhusha tov ben akromim, and so it is when he himself is lost among the vineyards. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf to discuss owning cats? That's on daf Pei. Good. Number two, which daf to learn that Mashiach was also instituted for Shomrim? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number three, which daf to learn that Yeshua's 10 Tanaim also apply in Bavel and the rest of Chutz La'aretz? That's on daf Payoff. Good. Number four, which of the one the decree not to raise swine in Eretz Yisrael is based on the incident with Hyrcanus and the besiegers putting a pig in the basket instead of the lamb that was meant for the Avoda? That's on Daf Peibes. Good. Number five, which of the one may not raise domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael, and if one did, he may sell them little by little? That's on Daf Pay. Good. Number six, which of the one that one of Yeshua's 10 to 9 is that one lost in someone else's vineyard may cut his way out? That's on Daf Payoff. Good. Number seven, which of the one about Ezra's Takan of Kriyas Torah on Mondays and Thursdays? That's on Daf Peibes. Good. Number eight, which of the one Rabbi Shimon holds Kol Omed Lizrok Kazar Dami? That's on Daf Peivav. Good. Number nine, which of them about Ezra's Takana that a woman must comb her hair to ensure there's no chatzitza before tevila? That's on Daf Peibes. Good. And number 10, which of them, if the ganav sold all but 1/100th of the animal, he does not pay dal vehei? That's on Daf Ayin Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zilker, wishing you a great day and great learning.